Good afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners in the Memphis Pink Palace Museum. Coming up this weekend, it's the 2017 Cooper Young Art Walk that's being presented Saturday and Sunday, and it does give you a great opportunity to tour over 75 gardens in the Cooper Young neighborhood. It's fun, it's informative, it's walkable and bikeable, and a great event for the whole family. Kim Haliak is here to tell us more about it. She's the president of the Cooper Young Garden Club, and she joins me this afternoon. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Khaki. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, so this is the second annual. Last year was the very first time you guys did this.
Yes, it's our second one, and I'm happy to say that we grew from 28 gardens to over 75.
That's amazing. Were you surprised by how well it was received last year? I went on it, and it was a ton of fun.
I wasn't surprised because I really truly believed in my heart that people would love to see our gardens, but I am excited that so many homeowners this year decided they wanted to be a part of it. We have new businesses, homeowners, artist studios, some garden vendors, educational booths, so it has really grown.
I love how the whole neighborhood's rallying around this event, because Yes. You mentioned artist studios. Artists are opening their studios for folks to come by, and everybody's really become, it's a neighborhood event.
Yes, and even people who are not on the walk, I have to say, as I'm driving around, the neighborhood is just looking beautiful.
I live in the Idlewild neighborhood now. I used to live in Cooper Young, and I was looking over everything, and it always makes me think, would you just get out there and get on your knees and plant some stuff?
Exactly.
So the hours this Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then you're going to have some speakers, and they'll start at about 3 o'clock, right?
3 o'clock until 4:30. So we have two speakers each day. Chris Mason will be talking about rain barrels at 3 until 3:30. And then we have a keynote speaker coming in from Iowa. She is an award-winning teacher, instructor at the University of Iowa State. She is a garden blogger and a graphic artist. She will be talking from 3:30 to 4:30 on how to create a fabulous theme in your garden on Saturday, and then the same time on Sunday, she'll be talking about how to build structure in your garden.
How to build structure in your garden. So different levels and things?
Vertical gardening, element, creating interest in that.
Well, now your garden, you've raised beds in your garden.
Yes.
And it takes up the whole front yard, and I had never seen anything quite like that, that was done to that extent anyway.
Yes.
And it was so much fun because you can sit on the side of the beds and they're all different heights, and it was so cool.
Yes, it's really like parameter beds around my yard, and then I have galvanized beds in the backyard that I raise vegetables in.
Oh, wow. Do you have problems with squirrels?
Everybody has problems with squirrels.
That's the only reason I haven't tried to do tomatoes, because I thought, well, the squirrels are going to get them.
They won't get them all.
Okay, good. I might give that a try then. Maybe I'm too late for this year. Well, let's talk about some of the gardens. I mean, we can't talk about all of them because there are over 75.
Yes.
But you want to hit some highlights?
Yes. If you have children will be free on the walk. We have three gardens that are really family-oriented. The one on at 1042 Blythe is April and Jason Potter. And besides wonderful elements for children, there will be a wooden standee of Truman and the Chin-Up Girl, and families can get their picture taken with them. We have just wonderful gardens on the walk.
I know that even John McIntyre, the sculptor, is participating.
Yes, he is. And we're calling it What You See Is What You Get.
Because that's how John is.
Exactly.
What you see is what you get. Well, I was looking through, and people can pick up a copy of The Lamplighter in the Cooper Young neighborhood, and that'll give you a map of all the houses, and you'll be handing out things, too, at the gazebo.
That's
the central.
Where they can buy tickets that day. Mm-hmm. $20 will get you both days.
Mm-hmm.
All the gardens you want to see. It gives you discounts in all the restaurants. We have educational booths, the Dixon, the Master Gardeners. Chris Cooper will be talking from 9 to 12 on Saturday.
Ah.
We have swag bags for all of our attendees.
Oh, how fun.
So.
Well, now I mentioned that it's walkable and bikeable, but you're actually having a bike tour.
Yes. Urban Bike Food Ministry is going to lead our tour. If you want to go on that tour, it is a shortened version of the garden walk. It will be 20 gardens, meet at 9:30 in front of First Congo, and $5 of all the tickets for the people who go on that walk will be donated to the Urban Food Ministry, and that goes to feed the homeless.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, if you ride your bike, but you decide you want to walk, you can drive your bike to Cooper Young, and you even have a valet.
We have a bike valet. It will be there both days, and it's from Bike Walk Memphis.
All right. Now, and of course, the farmer's market is on Saturday, too, so people can come out and hit the farmer's market.
Yes.
You know, it's just such a fun, full day. It really is. Now, I wanted to ask you something because you mentioned one of the speakers is going to be talking about rain barrels. And then there's also rain gardens. And I didn't really know what exactly that
meant. So a rain garden is a way to divert, keep water in your yard instead of it all going immediately to the street.
Oh.
Mary Wilder will be talking about how you can create a rain garden in your yard.
Oh, that's neat. See, it's so informative and educational. Now, everybody knows the Cooper Young neighborhood for being a funky, hip neighborhood, and the gardens reflect that too many times.
Yes, they do.
So you've got people who live in little shotguns that have small yards that have created wonderful
hidden rooms, secret rooms.
Oh, secret rooms.
Outdoor showers. We have all kind of fun things. You need to come and get some ideas.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be there, absolutely. Now, was it 2 days last year?
No.
I didn't think it was. It was only one day.
One day, yes.
So how many people do you think came through last year?
We had 500 people last year for our very first time.
Oh.
And we are expecting 2,000.
Good grief.
Yes. And honestly, this is only going to grow. Next year, we want to have even more gardens. And so it's a wonderful thing.
Tell me about the inspiration that got you start, that made you start this last year.
So I went to Buffalo, New York. They are famous for their garden walk. They have over 440 gardens. It has totally turned around the neighborhood. I spoke to the president. They said that when they started, they had 20 gardens. The neighborhood was in disrepair. Now it brings in 60,000 people and $5 million into the economy.
Oh, my gosh.
So we want to do this. Same. We want to be the Buffalo of the South. We want to continue to grow, and we want to bring all those tourists to Memphis.
Well, I wonder, have you gotten any feedback from people who were coming in from out of town?
We've got people coming from all over. Pennsylvania,
no.
Florida, Paducah, Chattanooga, Nashville. I'm just amazed. I had to look up some of these places.
What amazing news.
Yes.
Like when I asked you that question, I was afraid you were going to go, no. And then you're telling me from from as far away as Pennsylvania.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
You have got to be bursting with pride.
I'm very pleased. And we are rain or shine. So even if it rains a little bit, which it's not.
It's not.
You need to come.
I'm going to look at the forecast right this very minute because I have the power. There's my computer. Okay, let's see what it says. Saturday, a 40% chance. Meh.
It's not going to rain.
No, that's not going to happen. And plus, things can change a lot between now and Saturday. But I think the weather's going to be great. So people can bring the kids out. I saw families biking last year, which was so nice
exactly.
to see.
Yes. And we're going to have Mem Pops with ice cream.
Oh.
Girl Scouts are going to be selling water. Come out, enjoy Cooper Young. It is a wonderful neighborhood. And we're getting certified as a level 3 arboretum that day. So that means that we have over 90 trees in the neighborhood in people's front yards that have been labeled.
Oh.
So you can even walk around and look at the trees.
And I have to tell you that when you go to someone's home, everybody is so welcoming and so hospitable.
Yes.
And they're so excited to share their yard with you and what they've done. And they'll talk to you about what they've done and the different creative ideas that they've come up with. I mean, it's just a great way to get to know your neighbors, too.
It really is. And we're really excited. We have a very good-looking T-shirt that was designed by Tarot Pop. It is absolutely gorgeous. And so we'll have those for sale also.
Where will those be for sale?
At the gazebo.
At the gazebo. And everybody knows where the gazebo is, right there at the intersection of
Cooper and Young.
Right
in front of Strano's.
Okay, right in front of Strano's. Will everybody come out? Is it too late to get advance tickets?
It is not too late to get advance tickets. But if you order them online, we will hold them for you so they don't get lost in the mail.
Oh, okay, good. So go to... cygardenwalk/eventsmart.com to get your tickets there. You can also follow the Cooper Young Garden Club on Facebook and the Garden and the Garden Walk on Facebook too. But to find out more, Kim is the president of the Cooper Young Garden Club, and so if you're interested in that, their website is cooperyounggardenclub.org. Well, I'm so excited. It's grown so many more people in the neighborhood taking advantage of this and participating in it, so it's just going to be bigger and better than ever.
And we want to see everyone in Memphis support us.
All right. Well, I'll be there. It's the 2017 Cooper Young Garden Walk this Saturday and Sunday. The tour is, you can tour the gardens from 9 to 3. The speakers are from 3 to 4:30. Where?
First Congo Sanctuary.
First Congo Sanctuary. All right. Kim Haliak, the president of the Cooper Young Garden Club. She's been my guest this afternoon. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.